Ismene, look!
Alona said, pointing out the window of the carriage. Ismene leaned over to Alona's side of the carriage and allowed her gaze to follow where her handmaiden pointed, but she couldn't get excited. Her eyes had been watching the sloping topography of the countryside for days now as a carriage drew them closer to her destiny. The noble chariot had long since passed the familiar sights of her native land, and this new world around her was harsh. There was no comfort to be found here for her despondent spirit. Suitable, since the life awaiting them at her final destination offered no consolation either. She had left Greece, her home far behind. And for what? To become an Egyptian? A bitter taste filled her mouth at the thought of it.
Have you ever seen anything like it?
Alona did not turn her gaze away from the window. The sand sparkled and shimmered as if 100,000 tiny diamonds were hidden there. Still, she mused, the waters around her village were just as captivating, and the landscapes outside her bedroom window in Greece were lush, green, living. No, I haven't, Ismene admitted. She peered over at her handmaiden, who was so captivated with everything around them. How she longed to share her fears with Alona, but could she trust her with these secret thoughts? Dare she speak her true feelings about the life that lay ahead for her? It was not the life Ismene had planned or even wanted for herself. If only it were possible to command the caravan to turn around and return her home. She did not want what lay ahead. A wedding. Her wedding. Ismene's father had arranged for her to wed Pharaoh, Ptolemy II's highest general. She had always known her noble station would require her marriage to be strategically made. It was always to be a political maneuvering for her family and an unavoidable reality for her. Even knowing this, she had done something quite senseless. She had fallen in love. Yes, this was the worst thing of all about her predicament. Bitter tears stung her eyes as she knew she could never be with him, her Theopolis. Theopolis had been her childhood playmate, her most trusted friend, and that caring friendship had grown into adolescent love. It was a comfortable love that she had found stability in. For just one moment, she allowed herself to remember the details of his face, details she could have traced blindfolded. His deep hazel eyes were full of life and happiness. They had darkened when she had told him she would be leaving for Egypt, for a new life and a husband.
"Please,"
she had cried, unable to contain her overwhelming sadness.
"Say something!"
She desperately needed him to find the words to assuage her grief. He had remained silent. Wasn't his heart breaking too? Wrapping her arms around him, she had clung to him.
"I need you to say something!"
"I know, Ismene." Theopolis wouldn't even turn to look at her. He wouldn't move. "I am sorry, my beloved." He had choked on the word. "I have nothing to say that could bring you comfort." But she would not let him escape her. She had turned his face to look at her. That's when she saw the tears that were escaping his eyes. He had twisted away.
"Tell me you love me. Tell me your heart is breaking as much as mine. Tell me we'll be all right,"
she said, tears streaming down her face. She didn't even bother to wipe them away. He then moved so she could see his tears.
"My heart is breaking, Ismene. No ocean has known the depths of my love for you, but I will not lie to you. I cannot say that we'll be all right."
Fresh tears poured out of her eyes, and sobs racked her body. He had then pulled her into a firm embrace and held her so tightly she feared she couldn't breathe, but she didn't care. The carriage hit a bump in the road, and it pulled Ismene from her reverie. There was moisture on her face. Ismene raised a hand to her face and felt the tear that had escaped. Alona was looking at her, an eyebrow raised.
"Milady, are you unwell?"
"I'm all right, Alona. Perhaps a little sand in my eye." Alona seemed satisfied with the response and returned her attention toward the carriage window. Ismene, too, let her gaze wander across the waves of sand and tried to clear her mind. It wouldn't be right for her to be in tears for the first meeting with her husband-to-be.